you were talking about maybe it was set key.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
It was set key and, my, grandmother used to say, the set key in the living room.
I usually, I call it a sofa.
Yeah, sofa, uh-huh.
But, I just wondered, you know, if there are any other words that you could... how about, do you know that animal that's black and white?
You mean polecat or skunk?
Yeah, y'all have them?
There used to be a lot of them, but you don't never see, I haven't seen one in several years, but when we first moved here, was plenty of them. We had an old dog, and he'd catch them. And man, would he smell up the country whenever he...
What about him? You were telling me about you used to catch frogs?
Yeah, I did that back in 1938, 1937, when times were real hard. You couldn't get a job, and it was an old man that opened a house, a frog house, and he shipped them north. And he paid 35 cents a pound just for the legs. I had to catch the frog or gig him and kill him and skin him, and he'd give me 35 cents a pound. But you could make a living at it. I mean, if you worked hard enough, if you had to work all night, you'd leave as quick as it got dark enough so, for your light to shine, you'd take your
life. Now they're about $2 a pound.
Yeah, now then, if I, you know, like I was catching them then, I'd been making...
And I wouldn't give them a penny a pound.
I could make though now, if I can get the price they get then that I get now, I can make $25 and $30 a night at it. But now then that but I only getting the 35 cents a pound, for you take good. You could take 35 cents and you could buy a lot of grits with that. I tell you, you take back in the '30s, 1930 to around 1940. That was about 10 years there. It was real tough time. I mean, you just, you were lucky if you had something to eat. That was all of us took. That's the way it was.
They said that frog legs taste like chicken.
Yeah, I like frog legs. Legs. Yeah, I
well, my boys like them, but I don't know. I've never tasted
nothing
about a frog. Well, I'm too scared of
well, them. I guess if you...
I cook them anyway.
Yeah, they taste similar to chicken, only they're real white meat. And frog is real white meat, and he, if it's fried right, it's good. It's good eating.
What about, when you have a chicken, if you have a whole chicken, what's that part, that bone that people usually say?
You mean a wishbone?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Did y'all do that?
We used to, when we was a kid, we used to make a wish, you know, and break it, pull it apart. The one that got the biggest part, his wish come true. I never did win.
How about when you would eat chicken, was there a yellow vegetable that you would sometimes, you could stew it or you could fry it? Or,
you mean squash?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we had squash for dinner today.
Yeah.
we had squash for dinner today.
How about when you would catch those frogs, what kind of frogs did you catch?
Well, it was just two different kinds. It was one of them, what they call a butter throat. He was a higher price than what they call a jumbo. A jumbo was a whole lot bigger frog, but his meat didn't bring as much as the other. It was a butter throat. Mm-hmm. He was... And a lot of times you call him a croaker, so that's the way he made a croaking noise when you caught him, he croaked. But them old jumbos, they had big legs, and they didn't take too many of them to make a pound. But they wasn't worth as much in